No artists use their bodies more insistently than dancers. And dancers generally try to hide the extraordinary physical demands of their work. We're not supposed to think about the ballerina's toes being crushed inside her little slippers. Our next story by Tara Geer looks at a choreographer who's after something different. Elizabeth Streb's dances expose the body's vulnerability and its durability.
I first met Elizabeth Streb when I was 16 in a summer school dance program. Elizabeth stood at the front of the class and explained very carefully to us that she wanted us to get from a tight ball here, pointing at the floor with her foot, to a straight line there, a few feet away. That was it. Just get from this to this. And oh, she adds, I don't want to see any transition. She gave us terse, seemingly simple requests. Ball to line, fast to stopped, fall straight forward. At the end of the week, I had bruised hips, ankles, elbows, knees, shoulders, and one round dark bruise beneath my chin.
We ask the body to do things that aren't really in the general world's view very healthy to do. If you're not in danger, or I guess willing to put yourself in danger, then what you're able to discover physically will be zero. So my job as a choreographer is to devise situations that at first I think are absolutely crazy, you know, like dangerous, like, you can't do that. We have shorter and longer pieces. One is a piece where I wanted to see the effect of action on substance. So we have this pane of glass, and we actually dive through the glass. It's very short. It just takes the time it takes to dive through the glass. But usually the person who's diving gets a little cut. Usually the glass flies into the audience. That's one example.
Streb's performances deal in massive and practiced risks, feats of strength and endurance, and fear as a sort of ally. These are things strange to think of right now, strange to witness. Since September 11th, most of what I see around me reminds me of fragility. New York seems like a city of tiny paper umbrellas, but Elizabeth Streb does not allow her dancers to think in terms of fear or limitations.
Sometimes they'll say, well, today's not a good day. They will never say, I cannot do that. You know, they will never say that. We have this expression which, well, we're not. It's not really pain. It's just another rather interesting foreign sensation. My only rule in this form is do not land head first. Anything else is okay. Anything else is okay. Isn't that incredible? You can land on any other surface of your body except for your head.
They perform dances on trampolines, grab onto bars in midair, dive onto spring mats with beds of microphones. The equipment from their last tour weighed 10,000 pounds. Terry Dean Bartlett started out as a skateboarding, diving, martial artist dancer who took to Streb work like a fish to water. Recently, he's been choreographing for the show too.
Terry Dean Bartlett made a piece called Gravity. And we were like thinking, well, if you can fall flat on your face from 8 feet, well, you could probably do it from 10, right? I bet you could probably do it from 15. Well, why not just go up to 25, right? So Terry goes up to 25 feet. He goes, I think, you know, we were just rehearsing in Grand Central Terminal last year. And he goes, I think I could fall. I think I could. I said, I don't want you to. It was the first time I ever was like, no, not on my time. Do not do that. And he did that, and it's in the show. He falls from 25 feet flat on his face.
It's just far enough to actually start hearing the wind rushing by you. And about halfway down every night, the entire audience, all at the exact same moment, gasped. At the exact same time, you couldn't choreograph something more precise.
And it's one move, another good example of that. And it is remarkable. And so now, of course, we're thinking, well, 30 feet, maybe, 50.
In a way, you don't really watch a Streb performance. You feel it in your body like a knocked reflex or the drop of a roller coaster. It's a totally different aesthetic than any dance I've ever seen before.
Someone lands flat on their back and she screams out, beautiful, ah, oh, and you're like, your normal reaction to that is like cringe, but at the same time you're drawn to it, and it is very exciting and dynamic, and all that kinetic energy just flying and colliding, and it really is exquisite once you get past what is the regularly conceived idea of beauty. Whoa.
Elizabeth Streb believes that traditional dance is limited. It is too prettied, too dependent on music, all done-up tutu'd ballerinas stepping around on the tips of their toes and waving their limbs. Streb uses all the surfaces of the body, the stark acts, the fear, to tease out what is, in her mind, the essence of movement.
My whole set of questions is that maybe we haven't figured out what movement events should be theatrically. Action is pretty simple. And how do you frame those simple, extraordinary moments of action? That's my job, I think.
What Elizabeth Streb taught me, bruises and all, was that these lines we draw for ourselves about what we can and can't do are imaginary. I had made completely fictional assessments about my own abilities. That day, in that class, she said, fall straight forward, don't use your hands, and I did it. It's like you rope yourself in with these boundaries and then they're gone.
What the audience sees is somebody taking their physical entity and just stretching it beyond its point of comfort.
For Studio 360, this is Tara Gere.